Mike, I don't feel like doing it today.
I don't either.
I don't know whether it's the residual cold that I've had for the last like a month and a half, or the fact that I'm, you know, just tired. That last matchup, that was rough.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I was exhausted. Okay. So it Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That is 4 days. This matchup was 4 days. Five if you count Friday as just like intermission.
Yeah.
And it was close.
Oh yeah.
And just back and forth the whole time.
Yep. I tried, I did not watch a single football game. Or I tried to. I take that back. I tried not to watch a single football game. I tried to distract myself from the matchup entirely and failed miserably. Like, I didn't watch any of the Thursday games. I checked on the score afterward. I was like, oh, that's neat. Neato. Yay. Didn't watch any of them on Saturday. I didn't watch a fucking thing on Sunday. And I did not plan to watch anything on Monday until it got to the night game. And I was like, oh, now I have to, because everything's on the line and it's decided by a fucking point.
I also didn't watch anything. I checked in on the Thursday game in like the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter and then watched highlights and got enraged that Cooper Kupp dropped 2 touchdowns. It had like 12 targets and only caught like 5 of them. I'm incensed. And I was like, this is not a good sign for how this is going to go. And that pretty much was a precursor to how my team went. I think Rashee Rice got some preposterous amount of targets, dropped most of them. Also dropped a touchdown. Who else? Oh, DJ Moore got injured on the second play of the game and therefore was trash. Likewise with Isaiah Pacheco, got a concussion halfway through.
I lost 3 defensive players in the first series of the first quarter, and I was raging.
I would have rather lost defensive players than like the guys who score all the points.
I was pissed.
It reached a point where I was like, I might actually beat you. And then, like, the third quarter of the Philly game happened. Who were they? The 49ers.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold discovered Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, no, they both did. Purdy figured out.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Purdy did, it. Then got hurt. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then he died. And Darnold's like, who's Debo?
Yep. So I didn't watch anything except for, like, the last half of that game. And I only watched that because it was, you know, what was that, Christmas? Yeah. So I was like on Sling on my phone, just periodically like checking it. And every time, and this was a trend throughout the weekend, every time I like turned on the football game to like look at it, one of my players did something stupid. Like dropped a ball or dropped it. Just ridiculous. So I was like, I'm just not going to watch. I'm not going to do it.
It's hilarious because I was on the other side of that. Every time I turned in, your player was doing something, and I was like, son of a bitch!
So then it crossed that point where I was like, okay, I'm definitely losing. And then I started rooting for you because I did so much tinkering. I was like, I need the one thing that I could have done differently to be a non-factor. I need to lose by a Calvin Ridley. Or the difference of a Calvin Ridley. Because I had Ridley in for Rashee Rice. Mm. And had I played him, I would have had an extra 14 points. And you beat me by like 14.7 or something like that. I don't know. It would have been a Clyde or a very, very close Clyde.
Oh, that would have been fucking brutal.
Yeah, I would not have been able to handle it. I would have been yelling about stat corrections, and this would be a lot more contentious of a conversation had that occurred.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to make sure you didn't get any stat No, okay. We're good. You're fine.
Yeah, I still lost by like 15. Yeah. 15 point Where's my matchup?
It was 15 point.
There it is.
Six, no, 5-7.
Great. It's called 15 point. It's called 15 and a half.
Yeah,
so I lost by just enough to me. I will say this. I did make all the right calls except one for my roster, which was not starting Calvin Ridley. That was the mistake.
No, I didn't even look to see if I held up.
As a Bears fan, I've never been more angry at a good Bears performance, because Justin Fields did fucking spectacular, kinda.
Oh, yeah, no, he was great.
DJ Moore was not involved in that in any way, shape, or form. I was just like, how does Justin Fields have 26 points and DJ Moore finishes with 4.8? He gets injured on the second play of the game and just kind of hangs out there. That's how that happens. I'm so mad. I'm so mad that, like, I just wanted both of our teams to be and stay healthy all throughout, so it could be just like a down to the wire, like, clash of the Titans. Kind of like it was, but down to the wire.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit closer, yeah. Like, we've been joking about how our matchups have been pretty fucking even all throughout the season towards the last, like, 6-7 weeks. If you cumulative all of that, I think it's probably decided by about 5 points.
Well, if you look at, like, our... So Sleeper does the average points.
Yeah.
My average points are 187.9. Yours are 186.8.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So you... How?
I don't know. You had like three or four stinkers, though, where you just like, you only scored like 140 points, but you still won because you have... I don't under, like, a horseshoe up your ass, a clover in your dick hole. I don't know what the fuck you got going on this season, but you are the luckiest motherfucker.
Mm. Other note, I did, I looked back at a bunch of the trades that we tried to do throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
Every trade that I tried to get that didn't go through for a blockbuster type trade would have had me out last week.
Yeah.
The only trade that got me to the final was the one that we had go through, because it replaced Josh Jacobs, who was out,
mm-hmm.
and replaced Keenan Allen, who was out.
Right.
Like, without that trade, I do not win.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave you T. Higgins. It's fine. I'm okay.
Both you and Chris helped so hard. I will mention you in my acceptance speech, if that makes you feel better.
You gotta beat somebody else first, sir. This was, despite its appearance,
I thought
not
we agreed
the championship
this was the
game.
Championship, and I get the belt now. Is that not how this
I
works?
Mean, it fucking should have been, because god damn, it felt like it. It honestly did feel like it. I was like, there is absolutely nothing on the line other than a shot to play again next week, and I don't want to. I don't want to do anymore. But
yeah, we should probably talk about the other side, shouldn't we?
I mean, I guess I'm gonna be honest with you. Fuck it, disappointing, man. Like, good lord.
Eric had a great season and it just came up short. You know what this does confirm, though? With the exception of, make sure I say this, Chris and Cesar matchup, it is in order right now.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 2 yep. are in the championship. 3 and 4 are playing for third place. 5 and 6 barreled out at 5 and 6. Everybody's going down the list.
Yep.
I mean, that's
yep.
That's good news for you, right? Nope. That's you got to play Eric now.
Yep. That, I mean, third or fourth. Ooh, who cares? I do want third. I want my bronze medal. I earned my bronze medal, damn it.
I told you, man, you should have dropped to fourth, or jumped up to third, or dropped to fifth, or sixth, or whatever you had to do, so you did not have to be in my side of the bracket. It would have been great.
I mean, I still would have lost to Joe, so it would be the same regardless. Unless those idiots that needed to do the thing where I come in second, because then it would, oh no, it would stay with me versus Joe in the championship.
Yeah, I like that one. I like this timeline a lot better.
Kind of either way, Joe makes it to the championship, but that's slightly annoying.
Oh, God.
Carlos, I feel like I should mention, Carlos texted me and wanted to point out that if I had let him beat me last week, he would have beaten you this week, and it would be Joe versus Carlos in the championship. And I can't think of anything that I would hate more than that.
So I guess I should say thank you.
So Eric got beat by Joe by like 62 points.
Yeah, it was not pretty. And, whew, buddy, what happened? Did you see anything in that?
I mean, Eric lost a running back and had to start Chase Brown.
Oh.
So that kind of sucks. And, you know, Brock Purdy, finally played like a 7th round pick. So.
Who did he lose?
He lost Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh yeah, 40 gear gone.
And Jerick McKinnon, who would have been a good pivot. He lost two of them. And then Joe's team just showed up. His defense really showed up. And then Justin Jefferson turns out still good at football.
Could he not be? Like one more week.
I mean, Jordan Addison might not play this week, so you might be fucked.
Shit.
Oh, and Joe picked up KJ Osborne, so you might be fucked. You forgot about the waiver wire, didn't you?
No. I KJ Osborne's no better than Keenan Allen or T. Higgins.
Fair.
Yeah, the receiver that I should have started this week was Greg Dortch.
Yeah. I mean, you're... air quote shitty receivers still got like 50 points, so
that's fair. Brandon, you came in the clutch, and T. Higgins did his fucking job. Now Jamar Chase could also be dead next week. That would be helpful as well, but I'm pretty sure he's coming back.
The sheer amount of things that had to go right for you and wrong for me, and all of them went that way. I'm so fucking mad. I'm already like, I cannot wait until next season. I am going to destroy you.
Just so you know, if I do get the belt, I will adorn it with a bunch of like four leaf clovers. Just for me.
Good. At least you know. At least you admit it. That's all I care about. So it's you versus...
what? It all started with you. It started with the A-Kane trade that never happened. Because he happened to get just limp off the field after scoring 40 fucking points. And me going, I gotta wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what started all of this. That's mm-hmm. where the luck started going. Well, no, that's not true. I picked up Puka 2 minutes before the fucking opening kickoff. That probably started it.
Yeah. That helped.
A little bit.
That helped. The other things that happened, Carlos beat Dan, who
he did.
Whatever. So I believe Carlos's owed Finn's testicles, from what I read in the chat. The Puppy Bowl 3 got pretty dark.
Yeah, it did. I was surprised at how dark it went.
Yeah. I was thinking like a Chewy subscription, but no. Straight up balls.
Yeah.
Chris beat Cesar,
who I don't even think cares.
No. I'm sure he's... I think both of them are unaware, if I'm honest with you. and Chris did it with Josh Jacobs in his lineup. So, you know, that tracks.
Hey, you got 33 from Puka, all right?
That was... I'm aware. The Cooper Cup owner is well aware of how well Puka did.
I don't know that Cesar has looked at Sleeper since he realized he wasn't in the toilet bowl and just said, talking him out.
Fair. And last and most importantly,
sadly,
Matt beat Jason. Matt having the game of his season, by the way.
I know. Just absolutely hammered.
Like, good Lord. If he had done this at any point during the regular season, perhaps he would not have been there. It also, I should mention, did help that Amari Cooper accounted for, like, a quarter of his 219 points.
I was really hoping, as Amari Cooper was having that day, that he was on his bench.
I know.
Because I would, I would have been in heaven.
The thing is, like, even Matt's bench, like, James Conner has 22 points on Matt's bench. Brandon Cooks has 10 points. DeMarcus Robinson got 20 points. DJ Chark got 27.8 points. Like, Matt had the game of his fucking life. This is the best team in the league this week.
Yep. Yep.
And that's not even, if you include the bench, it's the best team all season.
Yep. Hold on. He would have gotten up to like 270.
Yep.
With an optimal lineup, he would have hit 270.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Good Lord.
Matt firmly did not want to be punished. which means now we are tasked with handing combine drills to Jason.
I heard a rumor he'll be in town this week.
I did hear that. We're not running combine drills this week.
Would have made an interesting halftime performance, I'm saying.
We got to do setup. But he'll be informed this week.
Because he definitely doesn't know.
I'm still not sure he knows.
He definitely does not know.
I feel like we've mentioned it many times. They may have all been on the podcast, so he definitely doesn't know if that is true. But it was mentioned in the chat at least once before this weekend. Although I grew concerned when I called him out in the chat, and his response was, "Why do y'all care so much about this? Why don't you care more about this?"
Well, let me just say, I don't want to run combine drills, man. Like, that's why. That is why I care.
Well, see, I want someone to run combine drills.
That's true.
That is why I care. So what I think we have to do is talk about what happens when Jason's like, "I'm not doing them because I didn't know," or for whatever
reason.
Replace
him with somebody who does do combine drills for
him.
Okay,
so, okay, sure, fair. So it's like whoever we bring in to replace Jason, so what I'm hearing is if you don't do the punishment, you get kicked out. Okay, so if you don't do the punishment, you get kicked out, or you have to do another worse punishment that we designed for you. Those are your options.
I really like the combine drills because I could see us getting a trophy for the combine drills and putting everybody's numbers on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I we're still going to do combine drills. I think, like, the worst punishment that we designed for you is just going to be, you're going to do combine drills, but here's pajamas we had made for you that you have to do the combine drill in or something.
Here's here's your Superman cape that you must wear.
Here's your cape. Here's your funny little hat that you have to wear. Yeah, I don't know. Or we design new combine drills. We have, like, a custom combine. It's a fantasy combine. There's, like, you have to do, like, a typing speed checker mm-hmm. thing and get above a certain amount and just whatever else. I don't know. What else do you do for fantasy stuff? I don't figure it out. Point is, do the punishment. If you lose, you do the punishment or you get booted. Or a horror punishment. That's probably worse. So we got to figure that out. We'll see what happens. We could also just punish Matt anyway.
Oh, I was planning on it. I mean, it's not going to be like it's not going to be combine drills, but I'm going to let him know that he was in the last place game this year at every opportunity.
Sure. Yeah, I still think that there's got to be something for being the returning champion and then being that bad.
In memoriam. Ooh, that's what we could do, like a special podcast, like a video podcast that we release to everybody where it's just in memoriam of his season and just go week by week of how shit his team was.
How did we get here?
I'd be up for that. It's just a series of photos by the scores of him being like happy to sad or like less happy, just all the way down to just morally decrepit and depressed and just ready to die.
The emotional range of Matthew John McLean's fantasy season. It's like an Ari Aster movie, though. That's what it's got to be. It's like the sequel to Hereditary.
Oh, yeah. It's just a slow decline from a huge smile to just crying. Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's the end of, fuck, what was it? Was it, I think it was the end of Pearl. Did you see Pearl?
No. Which one was
So
Pearl?
it's like the sequel to X, or prequel to X. The one with like the old folks on the farm and the porn shoot. At the end of that movie, the lead actress just smiles into the camera and holds it for a disturbingly painful long time. It's like a 45-second just like staring into the camera. It's unnerving. That would be Matt. Just that. We'll just take that clip and just post it. Just be like, this is Matt. Here's where it goes wrong.
That's fair. That's fair.
Hey, bud.
What's up?
How's it going?
Doing okay. Doing good.
All right.
Just
are you joining?
yeah.
Well, we're almost through the painstaking debrief that we do.
Yeah, I waited. I was about to make my move, and then I decided, no time like the present.
Well, I mean, that brings up, did you know you won?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew I won the first day of our matchup because I looked and I saw that I was winning 99 to 1, and I'm like, well, fuck. This is going to either be really different the next day or kind of similar. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, I'm winning 70 to 30, so it's not that bad. And then I checked again. Oh man, it was beautiful.
Why'd you have to do that bad like that?
I had to go out with a message. And that message is,
Lee.
I will return. And everybody will die hard with a vengeance.
And we've established Chris's team name for next season.
I like how we just skip season two, die harder, just go straight to die with a vengeance.
Look, as much as I would love to, try to take off in a plane that has leaking fuel and, blow up in a spectacular way as much as the next person. It's something about getting that telephone wire caught up in that rotator blade of a helicopter that
Have
just
you
pops.
seen the alternate ending?
I have not, no.
Oh shit, the alternate ending is he doesn't catch him at the hotel.
What?
Yeah, he gets away.
Why didn't they do that? God
And
damn
then at the
it.
end of the
So much
movie,
better.
John McClane has tracked him down to a hotel, and it's just Jeremy Irons reading the paper or some shit, and he's having a conversation with what he doesn't know is John McClane. And then John McClane says something, and Jeremy Irons tips the paper down, and he sees McClane, who has like a shotgun, and just bam, and that's the end. That's the alternate ending. And I was kind of here for
I feel cheated.
Just to be clear, the alternate ending is John McClane cold-bloodedly murders a man.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I mean, let's go back to like the first three or the other two movies and the third
one. Those were all in self-defense.
He went to war with a military operation. All right. There is a point in that movie where he is going up against a military op. Cold-blooded murder ain't nothing when he already committed treason. So I guess that means next week it's all or nothing, right?
Yep. Yep, there are exactly two matchups this week. Mm-hmm. Me versus Eric for third place, mm-hmm. and you versus Joe for the belt.
It'd be so much easier if I win. I'm right here.
Of note, I'm not gonna not mention this. I am currently the rejected highest scoring team out of all four of the people mentioned. So that'll be great, because for the second year in a row, I'll have to be like, yeah, no, I scored 250 points in the championship adjacent matchup.
Listen, man, next time be better in the semifinal.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story every year.
Yep.
So we got me versus Eric. Eric's not projected to do well at all. You versus Joe is a 9-point difference at the moment.
I know, but it's mostly because I don't know what I'm going to do wide receiver-wise.
You don't know what you're going to do wide receiver-wise. I would recommend doing the same exact thing that you did against me, because it worked really fucking well.
Hey, you got beat by two tight ends last week, man.
It happened. I did say the second I saw Goddard go in your lineup, I was like, oh no.
That conversation, I don't think you understand how much I went back and forth between Goddard and
Noah
shit.
Brown.
Yeah.
And I assume that Nico Collins being back was the deciding factor in that.
If it makes you feel any better, when Clyde was looking at your lineup and he saw his lineup, he looked me dead in the eyes and said, "There are a lot of people that I traded to you that I should not have traded to you." Naru was one of them.
The follow-up today is I looked at who I would have had if I hadn't done that trade. I would not have had a running back. I would have put up 33, but I'd have put up 5 in the other spot. It would have been bad.
Actually, it does make me feel better to know that you were scared.
Friday, I was fucking terrified. I was looking at it going, shit. Saturday, I checked Sunday morning, I looked at the scores and went, God damn it. Then it got to Sunday night, I was like, motherfucker, this didn't make me feel better.
Yeah, at no point. At no point did I feel secure. No. So you got some lineup decisions to make. Looks like you did a bunch of defensive work already.
Well, when you have three players die, you gotta
sure
do something.
Joe, kinda like we said last week, his lineup's pretty much set every week. You're not benching anybody there. I mean, maybe you take out Sutton this week. With the news that mm-hmm. Russell Wilson has been benched for the last two games.
Damn.
That's by the way, Chris's starting quarterback, Russell Wilson, has been benched for the next two games.
Even in defeat, God still mocks me.
How funny would it have been if Chris was in the championship game and then they came out today and like, yeah, we're going to start Jared Stidham instead of Russell Wilson.
The amount of, like, we would have watched him start Stidham. We would have sat there and watched him and be like, how do we tell him not to do that? He's at the championship game. What the fuck are we talking about? Me and you were in the, like, the bottom, like, fifth or sixth place game no fucking clue.
I exist solely for spite right now. I would have dropped my entire bench and picked up every quarterback on the waiver wire out of spite.
Oh, kind of surprised you didn't do that with literally any player that I think. All the defensive players I picked up today, I'm surprised they were there.
Honestly,
I thought about it.
If I'm being honest, I knew for a fact how my season was gonna go the moment Aaron Rodgers took the field.
17 seconds later.
And then well, I'm that like, was fun. this is not an omen for sure.
And I still couldn't beat you. God damn it.
Twice. You had two chances at it.
I know. I made the playoffs, all right? Leave me alone.
Wow. Damn.
Tell me how you really feel, Mike.
I don't know, because I don't want you to win, and I don't want Joe to win. I can't tolerate either of those things. I would like both of you to score 0 points and then have to share the belt. That's what I want. I am rooting for a timeshare on the belt so that you two have to go back and forth figuring out visitation schedules with the championship belt.
It makes me so happy that you're not in the championship.
I know.
It makes me so happy.
Well, now I'm Team Joe.
It's all right. Because you'll always remember the only reason you don't have the belt this year is because of me.
I'm going to tell you what. I want you to win.
Okay.
So that I can walk Matt through the tradition. Because I will have your life unravel in front of you. And you will know that it was Matt. But really, it was me.
Oh, you got me. You got me on the first one. I feel like I got you back equally as bad the second one.
That was a fun one.
I feel the love.
I don't think we've had to, like...
We have not disclosed.
We have not disclosed.
I did it to Joe. Joe did not do it to Matt.
Matt's got to learn.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So he's got one coming, and then you got one coming. If you win.
Maybe.
And if Joe wins,
he's got a double one coming.
You got another one coming, and you're going to get Matt's too. Exactly.
So you really are the emperor, you know, like, damn you for winning against me. But if you fail to win against others, you will rule this day. Somehow.
Some way.
Palpatine survived.
Somehow Palpatine returned. Why?
Yep. You just walked into my team name for this week.
Do we have a kicker this week?
We don't currently. Any ideas? Because, it's a short week. Well, it's not a short week, but it's a small week. Nothing going on.
Yeah, all the games are on Sunday, right? Saturday? Nope.
Are they?
No, there's two Saturday games. Let us find out the NFL schedule.
Wait, is this a Thursday without football?
I believe so.
Oh, that's great. I fucking hate Thursday football.
Hold that thought.
I would like them to stop doing it.
So with the NFL, all right, NFL players.
Yeah.
Players. No, there is a game tomorrow. It is the Jets and Browns.
So there's not really a game. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think either one of us have any players in that game. Nope,
Joe
he
has
does.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, he has Garrett Wilson. And Whitehead. So
oh, man. So is it still Trevor Siemian or is it going to be Zach Wilson?
Who fucking cares?
I mean, Garrett Wilson probably. Also against the Browns, who I believe are still a top five pass defense in the league, so that's going to be interesting for
sure. They are really, really fucking good, which means this will be the one week where they take the week off.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But there is no Monday game this week.
So we know on Sunday. That's good. Well, you know, we can start the new year with a new champion. That'll be nice.
This is wild. There is currently not a game for Monday, which I guess is technically New Year's, so.
You'd think they'd put 6 games on that day.
Everybody's going to be home and hungover. That's why, because it's the New Year's 6 Bowls.
Yeah.
So there's going to be football on all day, but it'll be college. That makes sense. Yeah, there is one Thursday game. There is one Saturday game, which is the Lions and the Cowboys. So while Garrett Wilson gets to deal with the Browns, Amon St. Brown gets to deal with the Cowboys, who got embarrassed last week. So they're not going to be, you know.
I mean, the Cowboys have been doing that lately. They've been getting themselves embarrassed. Yep, that'll be my running back game right there. So.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. Doing Pollard this week?
If assuming Pacheco does not clear the concussion protocol, which I don't expect him to, then yes, I'm doing Pollard. Because, fuck it, maybe I'll do Achan because I don't care anymore and it's supposed to be fun, and Devin Achan is fun.
He is, when he's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Any other matchups that are interesting?
Joe has pretty red matchups. Like, his matchups aren't great.
He's got
Mike Evans versus New Orleans. Ooh. So assuming Marshawn Lattimore plays, him and Mike Evans hate each other, so that'll be another fight game. Garrett Wilson again versus the Browns. Justin Jefferson versus the Packers. That's bad for you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Jair Alexander is back, so maybe it might not be as bad.
It's gonna be bad
for you. Cortland Sutton is currently in his flex spot, and I expect that to change, although I don't know for who. Perhaps.
I kind of wanted to keep Sutton because the Charger defense decided that without what's-his-face, they know how to play football.
If Joe was smart, he'd put Rashid Shaheed in.
Oh, that would be bad.
You've got, oh no, Christian McCaffrey versus Washington.
Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath. No. It's so much worse than that. It's Christian McCaffrey after the 49ers got embarrassed on Monday Night Football against the Commanders. He'll score 80 fucking points or two and no in between.
Yeah, I mean, likewise with Travis Kelce, because the Chiefs got embarrassed by the Raiders.
Oh, and he just cussed up a storm saying it's not his fault or Mahomes' fault.
I mean, okay.
There is one person we can blame here, Kelce.
That is...
One singular entity that we can blame for all of
you
us.
You keep Taylor's name out of your mouth.
I was going to blame Reed. Funny that that's your first thought, though.
First of all,
she was trouble when she walked in.
I think her plan is going precisely according to plan. A. B. It's not Andy Reid.
I know, but I can't say the other one, so.
It's Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy's back.
Oh, I feel so vindicated as a Bears fan because I that is one game that I caught a little bit of because it was on at my family's house for Christmas, and I was just like, this looks like an old-fashioned Bears game. What is going on? And then I remembered Matt Nagy was there. And then I saw on the Chiefs subreddit just a picture of Matt Nagy and going, what are we doing with this guy? And I felt so warm and fuzzy inside.
My favorite one so far to date is fire him 3 seasons ago. And I'm like, damn, like how? Like what? Like, just the tides have turned, and then right below that, they had a flyer with Matt Nagy on McDonald's saying starting salary at $15 an hour. And I'm like, damn, they mad.
I mean, that's pretty bad, but I will say this. The Bears fans, when Matt Nagy was head coach, did a fire Nagy chant at his kids' high school football game.
They did. That was the only time I'd ever gone, okay,
that's
they
too
might
far.
Have gone too far.
That's too far.
True,
but not
hilarious.
Far too far.
Accurate. I agree with the sentiment.
Very much
but
so.
Too far.
Yeah.
So, what's our kicker?
Chris, what's our kicker?
Oh, I get to come up with the kicker? Oh, God.
If you're going to be here, we're going to make it work.
Oh, damn. Kicker, okay.
Because it's championship week and I don't want to work.
I'm stressed out enough. I don't want to have to do more work, God damn it.
Damn. I'm back at CPD. Fucking let the new guy figure it out. let's go to introspective route. Things that you did this season that you are not going to do next season.
Oh.
Okay. I don't mind this, actually. All right. So let's start with Carlos. Carlos is not going to auto-draft next season. I can guarantee it. Carlos will find a way. I don't care if his work flexes his contract at him. He'll be like, no, I don't give a shit. Somebody died, and they'll be like, prove it. And he'll be like, hang on, I'll be right back. And then Carlos will kill someone just so he can go to their funeral so that he can draft in person. Carlos will never auto-draft again.
Never.
Chris.
Oh, God.
What would you do differently? Or what would you never do again?
What I will never do again is not set my fucking lineup. It's like, all right, looks good. And then next, I come back. Because don't get me wrong, it was working for the first two to three games. It's like, oh, I don't even got to do anything. It just takes care of itself. Okay, cool. It's like, set it and forget it. Boom. But then I lost to Jason. And that is a hurt. That is a pain. I do not wish on my worst enemy. Therefore, I'm going to be more diligent in setting my lineup. And I'm going to also start going to church because I believe somebody up there does not like me, because literally every single person that I had injured, out, injured, bye week. Go fuck yourself.
Speaking of Jason, I would say that this is something that Jason will never do again, but I'm very positive that this is something that he will do time and time again, which is never making a goddamn trade. I think Jason should make a trade next year.
Watch him make like a small, it'll be a defensive player for a defensive player trade, just so we can say, see, I made one. Shut up. And then watch him be the most brilliant trade he's ever made in the history of the league. And so I'll go, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
traded a guy that got cut the next week for
the
NFL defensive MVP. What the fuck?
That reminds me, I win the Jordan Brooks Bobby Wagner.
No. You only win because he fucked up his ankle on the first series.
I win.
Fuck you.
I win. Fuck the moral you. Of the story.
The only reason your ass was even close is because Jordan Brooks was sitting on the fucking sidelines.
The moral of the story is somehow I win again. End season.
You piece of shit.
So that's Jason. Who else we got to talk about? Clyde, you didn't go yet. Who you got?
I'm going to do everything I did this year again. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm in the championship.
Yeah, please do everything that you did this year again, because there is absolutely no way that your luck breaks the same way next time. You're going to do exactly everything the same, and everyone will have a broken fucking ankle at the end of your season. You're going to be like, yeah, no, this makes sense. This is what should have happened last year. Uh-huh.
It overcranked it. It's fine.
I feel a little targeted, but it's fine. I deserve it.
I will do that with the belt. I will say that entire speech while wearing the belt. Like, I feel a little targeted this year because of, you know, reasons, but like, yeah, it's fair.
Ugh. Yeah, this year the fantasy football gods gave you the Pat Mahomes treatment, so that's what it's like. You are the perfect example of what it's like to be Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Or Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Or Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'll take Tom Brady. Can I pick one? I'll pick Tom Brady.
No, I'm very clearly Tom Brady. I'm the only one with the jewelry to match.
Then I very clearly would be Aaron Rodgers because, you know.
Yep. That's accurate. Ooh, new kicker.
If you're Tom Brady and I'm Aaron Rodgers, who is everybody else?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Ooh. We'll come back to Chris's in a minute.
Oh, I feel like there's a really good one for Jason.
Dan Marino?
No. It's going to be a GM.
A GM? I thought we were doing quarterbacks.
Oh, no. Fuck it. For Jason, with as bad as he was at trading players and coveting people that he shouldn't covet, he's clearly the wrong Mark Davis. It's like if Mark Davis and Al Davis had a kid, which, oh, God. Ew. But, like, Mark Davis's inability to admit that he's fucking wrong and Al Davis coveting the wrong fucking player.
Couldn't Mark Davis just have a kid and then it would be, you know, because Al Davis would be the grandfather. It's like, they don't have to fuck. It's gross.
He is the Raiders GM, period. Done.
The inbred offspring of Raiders GM. Okay. If he were a quarterback, though, like, who would he be at? Why?
Oh, Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, okay, great. Done. Moving on.
How did he get here? What is he doing? I have no idea. Why won't he throw it? I don't know that he knows how to at this point.
What happened to the other guy? This is still better, somehow.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to say, if I had to be anybody, I'm going to have to go with Russell Wilson. Because it's like, you know what? He tried. He had other stuff going on. He tried. He failed. But he tried. And you know what? Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Probably not, but maybe.
Fair enough. I'll take it.
You're like, you know what, man? You know, shit, you know, I was too busy, you know, buying Sierra all her masters back to really focus on the game. But, you know, next year, hey.
It is all because they kicked out his personal training staff out of his office, all right?
Just given him the Tom Brady treatment, this never would have happened.
Exactly.
I didn't want to say it, but, you know.
AFC West Championship. Ready to go, all right?
Oh, man.
Who the fuck is going to win the AFC West? Is it going to be the Chiefs by default?
Probably.
Ew.
They could be I think the Raiders are still in the running somehow.
Ew! You shut your mouth.
I mean, that win helped. Who's Carlos?
Justin Fields. They didn't draft a quarterback. They just drafted a fucking running back who might throw it.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Who's the other Medina?
Oh. Garofalo.
Did you say Garofalo? Janine Garofalo?
Yeah, sure. Mick Garoppolo?
There you go.
Garoppolo?
James Garoppolo.
Yeah, James Garoppolo. Because he's not here to play football. He's here for other things. And they eventually they're like, no, you actually have to fucking play. I don't. That's not what my contract says.
But fancy dinners and adult film actresses.
No. You're actively paid to play football. We need you to play football. I don't want to.
Per my previous email. All right, Jimmy Garoppolo. I like it. Who's Dan?
No, that's you. You got Dan.
Dan is Justin Herbert.
I can see it.
Show your work.
I can see it.
Spends most of the year, like, with all of us being like, yeah, you're pretty good. I don't really know how you're doing, what you're doing, but okay, that's cool. And then plummets to earth. And it's just like, oh, yeah, no, this makes sense. Yeah. I guess Dan is just really more the Chargers as a whole.
That's what I said. You just described the Chargers. Everything was going great at some point.
I mean,
I think.
Just. Like, Justin Herbert, you know, like, he's going great, and then he breaks a finger, and then that was bad, and then he kept going, and then he broke another finger, which is pretty much Dan. Like, Dan traded for Stephon Diggs, traded away Bijan Robinson. It's like, all right, that hurts the running back position, but he gets DeAndre Swift somehow to make up for it, and then broke his other finger. Stephon Diggs never did anything, and DeAndre Swift fell off a cliff.
These are fair points.
Who's
Eric?
Eric is Dan Marino.
No. Give him somebody from this day and age that he'd actually remember.
I don't know. Lamar Jackson?
Nah. It's too good.
The love affair ends today.
I'm thinking like, he's gotta be
Josh Allen. It's Josh Allen.
All right, show your work on that one.
Well, just lights out all season, except for like a couple times where probably could have played better. And unfortunately, it was in the playoffs. Classic Josh Allen.
Classic. Oh, that's a good one. I'll take that. I'll let that one go.
All right. All right. Who, which means Joe.
Is that it? Is it just Joe?
I think it's just Joe. We forget anybody? Oh, you. No, we got you. Yeah. No, yeah, just Joe. Ben Roethlisberger.
That is rapey. Joe's not that rapey.
A less rapey Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben minus the sexual assaults.
One would hope.
I mean, I could make him Deshaun Watson without the massage addiction.
I don't think that helps. I don't think that made it any better. I think that just made it worse.
Kirk Cousins?
I was thinking Kirk Cousins, but I feel like that would be more along the line of Eric.
We can make Joe Josh Allen. Lights out all season only to lose in the playoffs.
He hasn't lost in the playoffs.
Give it a minute.
Let me think.
Oh, he's Joe Burrow. He's Joe Burrow.
There you go. Yeah, I'll give you that.
No reasons applied. That's just
no
it.
Need. It's no need. Joe is Joe Burrow. I mean, is there any evidence to say that Joe isn't Joe Burrow?
Well, I've never seen them in the same place at the same time.
That's all I'm saying. I don't hear from them on Sundays when they're on the Bengals are playing.
That's true. That's true. I have never heard from Joe during a Bengals game.
He is deep undercover.
Coaching Little League, my ass.
I know what that playbook is. I know what that book is.
So, other things that teams would not do again. Back to the OG kicker.
As established, I'm going to do exactly the same thing and expect a different result.
Okay.
Dan will not trade his star running back for a wide receiver.
Also a star wide receiver.
He won't do that again.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do that again. I don't think Dan will have Stefon Diggs on his team next year. That is what I think. I don't think a lot of us will have Stefon Diggs. That's a lie. I'm going to have Stefon Diggs on my team.
One of us will have Stefon Diggs.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at it in third round, but how did he get
in that vein, for me, I'm not going to draft Cooper Kupp.
That is a fucking lie, and you know it. That is an absolute fucking lie. I can already see it. You want the ninth pick going, he's right there. I mean, I'm not supposed to, but he's right there.
See, that's the thing. I said it, and I went, that's probably a lie. Because I said the same thing about Ezekiel Elliott, and then I was like, but he fell to me in the fifth round. I got to take him in the fifth round. Almost worked out. That almost worked out last season.
I could tell as soon as you said Cooper Kupp, like, I automatically got an image of you crossing your fingers behind your back as soon as you said that.
That's why he added that in the first round thing. He knows it was a fucking lie when he said it.
I'm gonna tell you what I would like to not do again is lose the Royal Rumble. I would like to pick in the top four. That would be really great. I haven't picked in the top four since we instituted the fucking Rumble.
Ooh, that reminds me, I have to give people shit for giving me shit for drafting third, because where the fuck are y'all at?
Well, to be fair to those people, you traded for the first overall pick, essentially, so you could have just had them and saved yourself a trade.
That's true. Oh, man. I want to take that back. I'm not drafting Eckler ever a fucking again. Because after this year, he ain't going to be a fucking Chargers. So I ain't got to worry about his ass being a homie. Fuck him. Oh, my God.
What's Joe gonna do different?
Nothing. Next year he's gonna do the same thing that Carlos did, except before Carlos.
Except on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we in the sixth round and there are no running backs? Why does Joe have 40 of them have already? What the fuck?
Yeah, Joe will make it so that people have to trade with him.
And still not trade with anybody.
And still not trade with anybody because the asking price is just out of this world.
Yes, I know you have 18 starting running backs, but you have no receivers. I do not have to worry about you winning a fucking game. Bye.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to help you. Actually, I think that's also what I would do differently, is next year I would just look at my friend who's in need, and I would go, that sucks. I would keep CeeDee Lamb. That's what I would do. That's what I'll do differently next year, is I will draft CeeDee Lamb, and I will keep him.
What did you get for CeeDee? Was it Pollard? Did you get Pollard for him?
What about Eric? Because I'll tell you, Eric's going to draft Tyreek Hill again. Is what he's going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do. What is he not going to do? He's not going to not draft Tyreek Hill, all right? He will do whatever is in his powers to draft Tyreek Hill first.
I think this year he might draft, like, someone else in addition to Tyreek Hill. That might be helpful to have a full team that, you know, doesn't rely on one player to get you wins.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. I thought of another thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to draft players that are attached to Derek Carr as their quarterback. That's what I'm going to avoid.
Yeah, Derek Carr is the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Gives wide receivers AIDS.
You laugh, but it's true.
Anybody we missed?
Damn.
Matt. We didn't do Matt.
Oh, we didn't do Matt as the quarterback either.
Matt's going to try not to lose, probably, and
Matt's
fail.
Matt's going to look at everything he did this season and not do it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't do Matt as a quarterback either.
Oh. There's a theme for this one.
Matt's the worst.
Matt didn't come in last and therefore is irrelevant. That's
which makes him Brock Purdy.
No, Brock Purdy's too good.
Oh, that's fair.
Because he had the inverse week. Actually, Brock Purdy had like the...
Oh, wait, no, that's perfect. Brock Purdy is all in and wins everything, or is the worst quarterback to ever quarterback in the history of the NFL. Like, those are his two options.
All right.
And is also irrelevant.
On the Stefon Diggs run, I don't think Matt would trade Stefon Diggs again.
Oh, no. That team was bad. And still put up 270. What the fuck?
No.
If there's ever a reason never to feel secure about a win in this league, it's that right there.
And that's kind of the theme, I think, for the year. Is just this was the year that, like, anything could happen, and yet everything went according to the correct order. Like, I don't understand. Everything happened. And it still came down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yep. The only flop right now is 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. Arithmetic. Undefeated.
The law of averages, man. That's something. The media's goal be the media.
But I am the law.
The answer was in front of us the whole time.
Oh, damn.
All right. Well, that's a double kicker, and I got nothing else. Because everything sucks and tastes like garbage.
Good.
Just like I have COVID again.
Just like you fucking deserve.
Well, you know...
I felt a little catharsis for that one, the one year I always reference where I'm sitting on my parents' couch. A little bit of catharsis for that. Like, I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Would've no, it hasn't.
Better in the championship. But it did help this year.
I cannot wait for you to lose.
Oh, I've been saying, dude.
Because Mike Evans is going to get like 400 points.
So, like, for the last 4 weeks, I'm like, I'm done. I shouldn't have won that week. I shouldn't have won this week. I shouldn't have won that week. It's going to happen. I'm just hoping it happens the preseason next year when I don't care. Because we are 2 weeks away for me starting my new campaign, which is don't finish in the bottom four.
And that's really kind of the point. It's just all of us here talking don't have to do combine fitness drills.
Oh my god.
Like every year now, everybody in the league minus me and Joe are now on the new campaign, which is season what are we season? What is this? Season 12, 13 of the league?
I don't even know. I think we started in 08, 09.
Jesus Christ. We're on season 15.
Mm-hmm.
Season 16. Don't finish in the bottom four. Oh man.
Pretty much.
Next
pretty
year, season
much.
Of the combine. Fuck.
Mm. Because we all get to see how, well, hopefully, we all get to see how bad it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody's doing the combine. Somebody's doing the combine.
Somebody's doing the combine. So, Matt, come on, buddy. Come on.
Take one for the team.
It can count as your gym for the day. Just yeah. Don't go to the gym, do the combine. Just, it's fine. It's a workout.
How about this? Whoever finds somebody that'll do the combine can get somebody into the league. We inevitably have to replace Jason for not doing the combine.
Fair enough. I think that's our it's both our punishment and our league initiation.
Welcome to the league. There's the weight set. There's the track. Here's the beer. We'll be in the lawn chairs cheering you on. Don't fuck it up, bud!
And just as I suspected, we've now figured out a way to have Chris do combine drills.
I beg you, black ass pardon. I knew it was coming. Like somewhere in the universe, like Mike was like, this motherfucker can go upstairs pretty good now. Okay, yeah, all right, he's ready.
It's time.
Don't beat me twice, and this wouldn't be happening to you.
General rule of thumb, don't beat him twice. And if you are, beat the ever-living shit out of him twice so we can't say shit.
Beat me twice and make sure one of them is in the playoffs. That's the rule.
And honestly, I think I can see that that's why Mike would honestly have a like legitimate gripe, because it wasn't like it was a blowout. It was like, you motherfucker.
So Clyde had insanely good luck and I had insanely bad luck. I submit. Clyde cursed me.
I would never. Why would I do that, Mike? But I feel better this week than I did last week.
That makes me feel good.
And when in doubt.
Your team scares me, man. It always does. I could be projected to win by 150 fucking points, and I'd still be like, who am I playing?
Don't fall for it.
I seen this play out before. I know how this goes.
I mean, in my defense, if it makes you feel any better, I did set my lineup, because you called me both times and reminded me to set my lineup. So,
well, that's sportsmanship. And And that's another thing that I won't do again next year. I will skip out on the sportsmanship.
I was about to say, like, I fully expect next year for me to be looking through the weeks and like, hey, man, Mike, what? I feel like there's something wrong with the schedule. Yeah, you don't play fucking Chris at all. Like, not once.
See, that's the thing. It's more likely that I would fix the schedule so I play Chris every single fucking week. So it's just like, no, do it again. Do it again. I dare you.
Goes 4-10.
Compare my schedule to everybody else's. That would have been 10-4 if I had everybody else's schedule.
That would have been worse than that. I would have been 12-2 if I didn't have to play your ass every week. Well, whose idea was that? Not important.
I think there is a schedule. I'd have to look at the thing again. I think there is a schedule where I would be 12-2, and I'm very upset about it.
Is it my schedule? It's my schedule.
Oh, look, we'll do it. We'll do it next week for the full season review.
It's 12-2, and I'm the 2.
Doesn't matter. 12-2.
It's still all right. It still upsets me that Carlos got the 1. I didn't want to give him the 1 because this entire season I should have been 13-1. I shouldn't have lost to fucking Eric, but I outplayed myself.
Once again, I will remind you that I was reminded that he would have beat you if I had let him win.
Just remember, Carlos, had I not let you in, you wouldn't have been there in the first place.
That is also true. So, next week we normally do the championship / season summary kind of thing, where we have whoever wins on, and that it could just be a normal podcast episode if Clyde plays his cards right. So we'll see what happens there. Otherwise, we have to talk to Joe again.
Real quick, I almost had him on today.
Oh, yeah?
If he answered his fucking phone, he was going to be a part of it today.
Oh, that would have been fun.
But he wouldn't answer his phone. It's going to be a 4-hour podcast. Let me prepare you for that. if Joe's on here, it's 4 hours.
I remember the last time we had him on. If I recall correctly, I don't think I posted that episode either. I have a really bad habit of not posting the championship episodes. It's like 2 years running. I'm just like, I'm not going to edit it. It was 6 hours long.
Everybody knows what happens. It's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
We'll just release, we'll call it the championship cuts, and we'll just release every season's championship episode.
Just back to back to back. It's a 24-hour episode. It's, what the fuck is this? Oh, yeah, that's the last 3 championship episodes in a row. It's 24 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
Whew.
I don't think Chris is ready to deal with what's going to happen if I win this fucking belt. There'll be a parade.
He's rooting for you to win the belt because I think he's more afraid of what's going to happen if you don't win the belt.
Well, he's already seen that shit. It's just that times like 3 days to a month.
I honestly, at this point.
Matter of fact, he's already seen me lose 1 belt, goddammit. He just didn't realize there was a belt involved.
Oh, was that the night he's like, fuck you, fuck everybody. Like, motherfucker, I just woke up. What the fuck did I do?
Glide handles adversity well.
Listen, fuck. We were talking about that shit yesterday, and I'm still bitter, all right? Even the guy who won it admitted, yeah, you should have probably won that shit. What the fuck happened? Fuck you, motherfucker.
The best part about it, you know how they say every setback helps build character? In Clyde's case, it does build character, and that character is a spiteful, angry individual who just wants to watch the world burn.
That character is Gimli.
Still counts as one.
Listen, we're working towards my Joker arc where I burned the whole goddamn thing down, all right? It's where we're at.
We're very close. We're very, very close.
Yeah, we were 1 year away from me finishing a second for a 5th time in a row for me burning everything to the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be fine.
I don't know how we made it through 4 without me burning shit down, but goddamn.
Because we kept talking about giving you a consolation trophy. I think that kept you sane for a little bit. You're like, oh, at least I get a trophy.
I think if I do lose this year, I'm going to design that trophy. I have it in my mind what I want it to look like.
There should be a teardrop set. Like, it doesn't feel good to come in 3rd or 4th, but it's not as bad as coming in 2nd. Coming in 2nd hurts.
Sucks. Sucks so goddamn bad.
All right. Bye.